We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Esther Goulias, President and CEO of EG Tax, is with us this morning. Tax season opens today. Esther, it's great to talk with you.
Nice to talk to you too, Susan, in a very sad day, but for many reasons. Tax season opens and the bill's lost, right?
I guess so. Yeah. Tax season, every year has its own wrinkles, and especially, Esther, over the last couple of years. I mean, I feel like there's so many new things that we've been talking to you about over the last few years, with, you know, the big overhaul a few years back, and then, of course, all the different things that COVID brought to so many people with how they're doing their taxes. I mean, what are you trying to get out there this year as maybe the one or two big changes?
Well, you know, they did that $3,600 thing for the child tax credit for kids under six and the $3,000 child tax credit, and they were giving that money kids up to 18, and they were giving some of the money in advance. And so what taxpayers have to understand is if you got money in advance, you have to adjust the money you're going to get when you file your return by that amount of money. And so they're sending a letter, 6419, explaining how much you got in advance, and you have to reduce that credit on your tax return by that amount of money. Otherwise, you'll just hold up your refund. And, you know, and there's still about millions of returns behind in processing 2020. So a lot of people are still waiting for their 2020 return. Then this new credit that happened on the state of New York, which affects many, many property tax payers in the state of New York, where you can get a refund of $250 to $350, depending upon whether your property taxes exceed 6% of your adjusted gross income on New York State. So that's another change in the law. And the other thing is if you're a parent that have kids under the age of 6 or 18, you may want to file marriage filing separately, especially if you're an upper income person, because once your income gets over the $150,000 mark, that those credits start to diminish until they go down to $2,000. Until your income is $400,000, but if you're filing a separate return, maybe your spouse makes $50,000 and the other spouse makes $250,000, and so the credit could go to the other spouse by filing a separate return. So there's all those kind of wrinkles in there as well.
Ooh, that is a good one.
And then one other thing, the child care credit. Holy moly, you can get up to $8,000 for daycare. So that's another thing.
All right, that's a good one. Now, stimulus checks were out last year. Yep. Are stimulus checks taxable?
No.
So you don't have to worry about any of that?
Not at all. And the other thing is, if you didn't get the stimulus check for whatever reason, maybe a baby was born, or maybe for some reason your kid didn't think they should file the return and they didn't get it, you can get it this year by doing a reconciliation.
Esther, this actually, somebody texted in this question on our Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board, and it came up last night in conversation. I didn't listen, though. I was watching the game, so you'll have to help me fill it in. There's this question about people who, you know, so many people have, you know, now side jobs. They're buying, selling things online or in person, and they're using Venmo or these other cash apps. And if you've made over $600, for some reason that seems to be the magic number, in transactions, you've sold, you know, more than $600 worth of things through these and use these apps to be paid. That could be something you have to file in your taxes?
Okay, so let's say you're a trader and you use eBay or Venmo. The IRS is, or it's actually the federal government came up with it. They want to make sure that people that are doing gig income, buying and selling online, that all of that income is reported. And so now if there's more than $600 that you had in any of those trades, they're going to report it to the IRS. Now, just because you had $600 in sales doesn't mean it's taxable, because it could have been like garage sale items, like purses that you bought for $200 and you sold for $30. Those are sold at a loss. Now, if you're actually in the business of doing that, making money, it's a side business, then you can know that the IRS is going to be knowing that now.
That's a first, though, isn't it, that they're going after this gig income?
Yep. Yep, that's brand new.
All right. Unemployment benefits, are they taxable?
Yes, they are. And the unfortunate thing is the state of New York, knowing it's taxable, does not voluntarily send out those forms. So if you're somebody that did your unemployment over the phone, you have to call them and say, please send me the 1099 so that your unemployment is taxed. And don't think because they didn't send it to you that it isn't taxable, because it is. And then it's just going to send you a bill with penalty and interest later.
You always encourage people to do it sooner rather than later. Is there any reason that would change this year?
Well, you want to make sure that you have all of your income in properly. Otherwise, what it'll do, it'll just hold up your refund. So you want to make sure that you got your 6419 letter, so you know how much you got in advance for child tax credit. You got to make sure you got your unemployment and all of your income statements. And they have till the end of the month to get them out. And if you have investments, they even have till probably end of March before they get those out. So you don't want to file early and have them say, oh, well, this doesn't match our records. We're not going to send the money out. So you want to make sure that it's a balancing act. Make sure when you file that you got everything on there so it doesn't hold up your refund.
You were saying at the beginning, you know, how backed up the IRS is. They're still catching up from last year. Will that impact, you know, processing of returns this year?
Well, it certainly affected last year. So, you know, I can't believe that if they have a backlog that everything's going to go like a hot knife through butter. I think we all are learning that with the complexities of the change in the tax law and COVID stuff and how hard it is to get qualified help. I think that you should hope for the best, but kind of like the Bills game, prepare for the worst.
Good advice. Esther, thanks so much. I'm sure we'll be talking with you again before tax season is up. Esther Gullius is the CEO of EG Tax, joining us as tax season, I guess, officially begins today.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.